38, star. When the stun gun quit making that zapping sound, Chia dropped it. The doorknob wasn't turning. No sound from the bathroom but the faint recorded cries of tropical birds. She whipped around. Masahiko was trying to get his computer into the plaid carrier bag. She dived for her sandbenders, grabbed it up, still trailing her goggles, and turned to the pink bed. Her bag was beside it on the floor, with the blue and yellow SeaTac plastic showing. She pulled that out, the thing still in it, and tossed it on the bed. She bent to shove her sandbenders into her bag, but glanced back at the bathroom door when she thought she heard something. The knob was turning again. The Russian opened the door. When he let go of the knob, she saw that his hand was inside something that looked like a Dayglo pink hand puppet. One of the sex toys from the black cabinet. He was using it as insulation. He peeled it off his fingers and tossed it back over his shoulder. The bird sounds faded as he stepped out. Masahiko, who'd been trying to get one of his feet into one of his black shoes, was looking at the Russian, too. He still had a paper slipper on the other foot. "You are going?" the Russian said.
"It's on the bed," Chia said. "We didn't have anything to do with it."
The Russian noticed the stun gun on the carpet, beside the pointed toe of his boot. He raised the boot and brought his heel down. Chia heard the plastic case crack.
"Artemy, my friend of Novokuznetskaya, is doing himself great indignity with this."
He prodded the fragments of the stun gun with his toe.
"He's wearing very tight jeans, Artemy. Leather is fashion. Putting in front pocket, trigger is pressing accident. Artemy is shocking his manhood."
The Russian showed Chia his large, uneven teeth.
"Still, we are laughing, yes?"
"Please," Chia said. "We just want to go."
The Russian stepped past Eddie and Mary Alice, who lay tangled on the carpet.
"Your accident like Artemy to his manhood, yes? You're only happening to this owner of fine nightclub."
He indicated the unconscious Eddie.
"Who is smuggler and other things. Very complicated. But you. You are only accident?"
"That's right," Chia said.
"You are of low res."
It sounded like lore S. He stepped closer to Chia and looked down into the bag.
"You are knowing what this is."
"No," Chia lied. "I'm not."
The Russian looked at her.
"We are not liking accident ever. Not allowing accident."
His hands came up then, and she saw that the back of the third joint of each of his fingers was pink with those dots, each one the size of the end of a pencil eraser. She had seen those at her last school and knew they meant a laser had recently been used to remove a tattoo. She looked up at his face. He looked like someone who was about to do something that he might not want to do, but that he knew he had to. But then she saw his eyes slide past her, narrowing, and she turned in time to see the door to the corridor swing inward. A man, wider than the doorway, seemed to flow into the room. There was a big X of flesh-colored tape across one side of his face, and he was wearing a coat the color of dull metal. Chia saw one huge, scarred hand slip into his coat. The other held something black that ended in a mag strip tab.
"Yobtyovumat," said the Russian,
soft syllables of surprise. The stranger's hand emerged, holding something that looked to Chia like a very large pair of chrome-plated scissors, but then unfolded with a series of small, sharp clicks, and apparently of its own accord, into a kind of glittering, skeletal axe, its leading edge hawk-like and lethal, the head behind it tapering like an ice pick.
"My mother?" said the stranger, who sounded somehow delighted. "Did you say my mother?"
His face was shiny with scar tissue. More scars crisscrossed his shaven, stubbled skull.
"Ah, no,"
the Russian said, lifting his hand so that the palm showed.
"Figuring of speech only."
Another man stepped in, around the man with the axe, and this one had dark hair and wore a loose black suit. The headband of a monocle rig crossed his forehead, the unit covering his right eye. The eye she could see was wide and bright and green. But still, it took a second before she recognized him. Then, she had to sit down on the pink bed. "Where is it?" this man, who looked like Rez, asked. Except he looked thicker somehow. his cheeks unhollowed. Neither the Russian nor the man with the axe answered. The man with the axe closed the door behind him with his heel. The green eye and the video monocle looked at Chia.
Do you know where it is?
What?
The biomech primer module, or whatever it is you call it.
He paused, touching the phone in his right ear, listening.
Excuse me. Rodel Van Erp Primary Biomolecular Programming Module C/7A. I love you.
Chia stared.
Right away,
he explained, touching the headband, and she knew that it had to be him.
It's here, in this bag.
He reached into the blue and yellow plastic and drew the thing out, turning it over in his hands.
This is our future? The medium of our marriage?
Excuse, please, the Russian said, but you must know this is belonging to me.
He sounded genuinely sorry.
Rez looked up, the nanotech unit held casually in his hands.
It's yours?
Rez tilted his head like a bird, curious.
Where did you get it?
The Russian coughed.
In exchange. This gentleman on floor.
Rez saw Eddie and Mary Alice.
Are they dead?
Vaulted, yes. Being most time non-lethal. Your girl on bed.
Rez looked at Chia.
Who are you?
Chia Pet McKenzie, she said automatically.
I'm from Seattle. I'm in your fan club.
She felt her face burning. The brow above the green eye went up. He seemed to be listening to something.
Oh,
he said, and paused.
She did?
Really? That's wonderful.
He smiled at Chia.
Ray says you've been totally central to everything, and that we have a great deal to thank you for.
Chia swallowed.
She does?
But Rez had turned to the Russian.
We have to have this.
He raised the nanotech unit. We'll negotiate now.
Name your price.
Rosa,
the man at the door said.
You can't do that. This bastard's combinet.
Chia saw the green eye close as if Rez were making a conscious effort to calm himself. When it opened, he said,
But they're the government, aren't they, Blackwell? We've negotiated with governments before.
It's for the legals,
the scarred man said, but now there was an edge of worry in his voice. The Russian seemed to hear it, too. He slowly lowered his hands.
What were you planning to do with this?
Rez asked him. The Russian looked down at the thing in Rez's hands, as if considering, then raised his eyes. A muscle was jumping in his cheek. He seemed to come to a decision.
We are developing ambitious public works project,
he said.
Oh, Jesus,
Mary Alice said from the carpet, so hoarsely that at first Chia couldn't identify the source.
They must have put something in that. They did, I swear to God, they did.
And then she threw up.